Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to another edition of Life Behind Bars. I'm Noah Rothbaum, the Daily Beast Half Full editor. Joining me, as always, is my colleague, David Weindrich.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
I already feel the summer weather creeping into New York. Sweating already.
I got my first mosquito bite.
Oh, man.
It's always, you know, it's a big day.
It's a bad day, but it's also a good day because it means you could start busting out the highballs.
Exactly. Right? Exactly.
I mean, I think there are a lot of drinks that claim to be, you know, air conditioning in a glass, right? Mm-hmm. There's the Gin Ricky, which is sort of a highball, right? I mean, that's a very traditional summer drink, which is gin lengthened with club soda.
Half a lime squeezed in,
right,
for
sure.
Coolness.
And then, you know, for a long time, people would have highballs, you know, a little bit of carbonated water and whiskey or cognac or brandy.
Or all kinds of things. Nowadays, vodka.
The vodka soda, I don't normally think of it as a highball, but it is a highball.
Oh, boy, is it ever.
And a bestseller.
Yep.
Not a lot of flavor in there, but
well, you can make it into a vodka press, which I've heard bartenders you know, use as shorthand, and it turns out that's short for vodka Presbyterian. The Presbyterian was Scotch or rye with ginger ale,
right?
And so
and half club soda, right? Like,
well, later half club soda, and the vodka press is a vodka soda with a little splash of diet ginger ale, usually.
Oh, I see. So it just looks
a little bit like a drink, and has a little bit of flavor.
Right.
I hate to beat up on a drink like that.
You have all these hard seltzers, these spike seltzers, which.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not sure what exactly is in that. I don't think it can technically really be vodka, but there's some kind of alcohol with carbonated water.
Yeah.
So it's some form of
it's like sugar-free Four Loko.
Right. and certainly
– I guess flavor-free also, now that I think about it.
Or whatever they put in there.
Yeah, whatever. Well, we
– caffeine-free.
Yeah, you know, these are dark
speed-free. I don't know. Obviously, in Japan, there's a long culture of the canned highball.
Yeah,
I mean, you
absolutely.
Take the bullet train, everybody's sitting there with a big can of usually Suntory highball. You know,
the bottled one's even older than that, if you think about it, because in the 1930s, they had the bottled Campari
soda. Right, sure.
Which is Campari and soda. I mean, that's a highball.
Yeah.
And, you know, that was in those little triangular bottles that they have not changed since then, because you cannot mess with perfection.
When we talk about highballs, the window is fairly small, right? We talk about brown spirit, whiskey, maybe brandy with club soda. But you're right. It could be all types of bitters.
Yeah, the Americano is a highball.
Right.
You know? I mean, the definition is pretty loose.
Right.
But for me, when you put citrus in it, it becomes something a little different.
Right.
But some people would still consider that a highball.
When is a highball not a highball?
Yeah, that's a tough question. I mean, if you look at it historically, after the Civil War, you see for the first time the Remsen cooler, which is Scotch whiskey with soda and ice and maybe a piece of lemon peel. And that was like – and it was done with – it was by a guy named Remsen at the Union League Club in New York.
I remember. He was a great guy.
Yeah, he was a great guy. Well, there's a Remsen Street in Brooklyn Heights, which tells you that, you know, he was probably a rich guy also. You know, he came from a good family.
Sure, sure.
So he owned something.
And also, I mean, ice comes into vogue then too, right? I mean, you have Frederick
Turner. Yeah, you've got ice from the beginning of the 19th century. But these coolers start and they're pretty loosely defined. Sometimes there's a little citrus.
Right.
And then you've got also the fizzes with citrus and cold sparkling water. And then you've got the Collins with citrus and like really big drink with sparkling water. But then you get the highball really comes in around 1890. That doesn't have citrus in it. That's just booze, ice, sparkling water. A little later they start saying, well, it's okay if you use ginger ale.
Right.
But then they start using Coca-Cola. So you first hear about that around 1905.
And also, like, at that time, like, Coke and maybe ginger ale also makes the jump kind of from medicine cabinet to liquor cabinet,
exactly,
right? Like,
exactly.
Before that period, Coke is really, like, you're buying it at a pharmacy.
Yeah, it's a tonic.
As a kid, I remember I'd go in elementary school, I'd go to the nurse. She was pretty old school. I had an upset stomach.
Yeah.
She would take a bottle of Coke syrup out of, mm-hmm. like, the cabinet, give me a teaspoon. Tasted like Coke, but just flat Coke, obviously.
Yeah, I got Coke too, but it was different.
That's for another episode, Dave. Episode on Studio 54. We see the Coca-Cola jump, which did have cocaine in it back in the day.
Yeah, it did.
I mean, it was medicine, but it literally goes from medicine to soft drink. And I think then it kind of enters the cocktail.
Yeah, almost. And then you start seeing people advertising Coca-Cola highballs.
Right.
And that's – and I mean, is that still a highball? It's – I don't know.
So like the rum and Coke.
Yeah, the rum and Coke. Or then, you know,
blowing
down in
my
Mexico
mind here,
starting like, in
– I'm not sure what day is night or night is day.
It's
like,
all –
I mean, the highball is basically everything.
It's like, a really confusing realm of the drink world because it's very hard to draw lines.
I'm sorry that we opened this Pandora box here.
Because you get rum and Coke, and then in Mexico, they go, well, what about tequila and Coke?
Right.
And they've got this whole class of drink they call a changirongo, which is anything mixed with soda. You know, and I mean, booze mixed with any soda.
Or you can make an argument that a Paloma, which is you know, grapefruit soda.
Yeah, that's a changirongo.
Tequila and lime juice.
Although it has citrus in it, so.
It's true, but maybe just the squeeze. But some people, like in Mexico, you're adding kind of the proportions are up to you. So if you're putting just a little bit of lime, maybe.
Yeah. Some people don't even put lime in.
Right. But and what's funny is that we're seeing now some of the modern bars, right?
Yeah.
Katana Kitten in New York, right? Masa. Is making a highball where he's putting in like a shiso leaf and he's putting, you know, there's a spray of his own tincture on top. So we're kind of getting.
He's also got the ultra chilled booze and the ultra chilled soda water with a big Japanese machine behind the bar.
Sure, exactly.
You know,
but that almost becomes not just whiskey and club soda, but.
Yeah.
Almost akin to like a citrus flavor, you know?
Yeah, it's, exactly. So it's moving away from the basics. But I mean, it's very easy to like think highball, scotch and soda.
Right, exactly.
But it's very hard to fence that off, you know, from other drinks.
We think of the highball glass, but that's like a low glass.
It's like a juice glass originally.
Right.
Because it was only a couple ounces of soda. And
what's funny is that now what confuses, I think, a lot of drinkers and even bartenders is that you ask for a highball now and you get either – like in Japan, you get a big like pint glass like you would in Germany, right?
Some
giant
– massive thing.
Bavarian beer stein, right, made of glass, right? Or you get a Tom Collins glass essentially.
Yeah.
So everybody's like – when you're actually served an actual highball glass with a highball like, – what is this? I ordered a highball. Well, that's a highball.
That's a highball. I mean, the highballs I grew up with were at old man bars in New York, at places like the Holiday. There's the Holiday Lounge now, which
not that one. No,
yeah, it's the original one that this one kind of rescued and revived.
Right.
But the original one was it was maybe $2.50 for a Scotch highball, and they watered the Scotch.
Sure.
The glasses held about 4.5 ounces. There were these little tiny juice glasses. But nobody cared because everybody was underage and was there to meet each other. And
who were you to complain?
Exactly. Who was I to complain? There were, there were fellow Utes there of various interesting types. That was the whole point of going there.
You know, I kind of think of this very romanticized version of the highball where, I don't know, like The Thin Man or some of the movies in the 40s and 50s.
Yeah.
Somebody goes to the sideboard, pours themselves a little bit of whiskey or cognac into a glass, and then takes a soda siphon, has that distinctive sound, blasts,
It's still awesome, isn't it, though,
it
when
really
you've got
is.
The siphon?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
I have one that my wife bought me years ago that I love. I would never use, and it's a heavy one.
Yeah.
I can only imagine what it was like if that thing was full of water and a CO2 cartridge. It's like, forget kettlebells, carbonating highballs would be a workout.
No, they're pretty heavy, but they're fun to play around with.
As trends sort of go around, the SodaStream machines that are now very popular, in some ways, it's the Soda King. It's the soda,
It's the same thing.
It's the same thing back. So, to have that kind of fresh and or even very hard carbonation is now something that's fairly easy to get, even for the home bartender.
Yeah.
You can carbonate, to the point where it almost hurts. Our friend Singjin Frizzell at Fort Defiance in Red Hook, mm-hmm. I remember, when they opened, he spent a lot of time creating his own carbonation system.
Yeah, they fixed an old soda machine.
Yeah, and that was
to make it. Yeah,
he wanted it really, yeah. You know. I think there's one guy who has like an old truck delivering the old mm-hmm. glass seltzer bottles, you know, and I always wanted to get on that list.
Yeah,
you know,
me too.
To get that crate.
I go through so much seltzer in the summer, which and most of it is drunk without alcohol.
Sure,
added,
of course.
Because it's either that or drink beer. And if I drank beer to the degree I drank seltzer, right. I would never get anything done.
Fair enough.
You would have to call me Cletus.
Do you think there's a reason why, you know, at this point, the definition of the highball has become so narrow? Like,
it kind of goes back to the original is funny is, you know, the original was just scotch and soda.
Right.
And that was the highball. And then, and it was because the name was because, it was a large shot. It was four fingers instead of like, the drink was tall right. instead of short.
Right.
So you took a ball of whiskey, as it was known, and that's the Irish term for a shot was a ball, which is the same thing. It was a pistol ball.
Right.
So this is your shot, basically.
Of whiskey.
Of whiskey, and you made it high with soda. That name, some people didn't understand it well, and so it leads to all kinds of folk etymologies.
Right.
It always kind of circles back to that simple drink, I think.
Yeah.
Because I think people instinctively know that once you add too many things, it's not right. really a highball.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Then it's a Paloma, then it's right. a this, it's a that.
Branches of maybe the highball tree, but it's not.
Yeah, it's part of the same family tree.
It's the Paloma branch or the...
I mean, on a hot day, I'll sit on my stoop in Brooklyn. I've got a huge, like, 24-ounce glass. I'll make myself a massive Americano
right.
with, like, 3 ounces of vermouth and three right. ounces of Campari, ice cubes and a ton of soda. That'll last me an hour, and it's very pleasant.
Yeah,
but
low alcohol.
It's not really, I don't really consider it a highball. Yeah.
I am partial to the traditional scotch and club soda.
Yeah.
But it's funny because in this day and age where whiskey has become so venerated, right?
I know.
And it's like people, put on such airs about drinking whiskey that like sometimes I'm nervous ordering scotch and soda in some of these bars because I don't want to get a dirty look. The bartender or like a whole talk about how I'm ruining the scotch because I'm adding club soda. I'm like, that's what I want. You know,
that's
it's hot outside.
Yeah.
It's New York.
Put some ice in it.
Right. I want ice. I still want to drink my scotch.
Yeah.
And I want club soda. I mean, that's
I want it cold and I want it fizzy.
Right.
And I want it scotch.
Exactly. That's fine. You don't want to put scotch and put it in whiskey. I don't care. That's how I like to drink, especially in the summer. Yeah. And I'm never sure if I'm going to get a fight for somebody.
I know. It's sad.
I'm kind of glad that the highball culture in Japan has now become something of fascination in America. So bartenders and drinkers and other people give me less of a hard time about ordering scotch and soda.
They're like, oh, on the other hand, you're not paying $2.50 for it anymore.
Well, that's the problem.
Scotch and soda was my bar drink back in the early 80s when I was, hanging out in clubs and playing in bands. It was either that or a dry martini. And there's only so many dry martinis you can have. But you could drink scotch and soda all night long.
Well, that's the beauty of it.
Because they give you like an ounce of scotch.
Well, that's the thing. And back in the day, you're right. Yeah. Like, I remember a lot of bars in New York wouldn't even use glasses, right? They you get a plastic cup like that held, I don't know what. I mean, probably 4 ounces, with
a little straw.
Big, ice cubes that melted almost instantaneously, right? So they had to put in, I don't even know about an ounce and a half of whiskey, right? I don't know about the bars you were drinking. They sound pretty fancy to me. Like I was getting like a three quarters of an ounce of scotch.
Yeah, maybe so.
But an ounce maybe. But, it was.
Well, I was tipped well.
Right, exactly.
You got more scotch.
Fair enough. Pleasant drink, one, that you could just sip fairly quickly.
Yeah.
Cool you down, but you could still keep drinking.
Sometimes, you know, the tipping well strategy got me into trouble because I remember once I was at the nightclub Danceteria. This must have been around 1980, 81, something like that. And I tipped really well, my friend and I, on our first round. And the waitress in the this place had many floors. We were in the lounge floor. The next round she brought us was 7/8 scotch with just a little splash of soda on top.
Yep.
And after two of those, we were feeling no pain.
Yep. I've been served the Jack and Coke, about 7 ounces of Jack and about half an ounce of Coke. And that, as much as I like American whiskey.
Oh, that's a lot of whiskey.
That is, especially just, there's something about a splash of Coke that ruins even the best product, right? Yeah. And there's, you know what, I have nothing against Coke, nothing against the products, but there's just something about it. It's just like, it's not enough. Like, if it was more, it would be palatable. But there's just something about the splash of Coke
that the bad bar Manhattans you get where they do just a splash of vermouth, which is enough to ruin the whiskey.
Right, exactly.
And not enough to make it taste good.
Exactly.
You know, and you're like, boy, this is the worst drink I've ever had.
You're like, I love one
drop of vermouth in here.
Right, and they think they're doing you a favor. Yeah, and it's like, no, thank you.
No, don't hook me up like that, bro.
Just use whiskey. Just kind of, if you don't want the vermouth, that's fine.
Yeah. But
you just want to give me Jack Daniels, fine. Don't give me the Coke. Like, it's totally fine. Like,
just stir it with ice and, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't ruin it.
Would you ever call a drink that had champagne or sparkling wine a highball?
I would if that meant you were going to give it to me.
Okay, good to know.
Yeah, no, I like, you know, like a French 75.
Right.
I wouldn't call it a highball, but I would call it a hell of a good time. It
sounds crazy, but when you top lots of punches, right, that becomes like royal, right?
Yeah.
You know, the royal punch.
Yeah, or punch royal, exactly, or the imperial version.
Right. I mean, I think in some ways the Sbagliato, the broken...
Yeah, Negroni Sbagliato, yeah.
The supposedly broken Negroni, but in some ways, to me, somebody has basically taken an Americano but replaced the club soda with sparkling wine. I don't think they made a mistake. I think they knew exactly what they were doing.
Oh, I think they knew exactly what they were doing,
too. And they were like, oh, like club soda. We got champagne. Why would I use club soda? We got champagne.
I've seen pictures of the original glassware they used for these things. And there were these goblets that were about like 8 inches high. And the drink only filled half of them.
Wow.
But these goblets were huge. They were like Land of the Giants glasses that the Bar Basso in Milano used. And it's just really funny. It just gives you an idea that these guys were kind of playing around.
They were
ready for weird drinks.
Right.
You know, it wasn't a mistake.
Right.
You know, they knew what they were doing.
Or maybe it was like a mistaking in air quotes.
Yeah.
It's like, this is a mistake.
Yeah, exactly.
And the rest of us are like, oh, they made a mistake.
Yeah.
Oh,
I know. It was funny.
Especially in like cocktail history, we've now invented a whole, legitimized it.
Yeah. There's so many drinks, you know, invented by mistake.
Do you think there are ingredients that would work with champagne that, like, you know, I don't know. I don't think whiskey would.
No. Scotch and champagne is a pretty ugly combination.
Yeah. No.
And bourbon. Well, a Manhattan with champagne on top is delicious.
Yeah, that's true.
But it has to be a properly made Manhattan with lots of vermouth.
I've done like a daiquiri with champagne, which is pretty,
that'll be good. A mojito
good.
With champagne.
Yeah, instead of club
that's
soda.
Delicious.
Yeah.
You know, dangerous.
Yeah.
Delicious.
Yeah. Now I'm getting thirsty.
Yeah.
We both paused.
Yeah, I mean, obviously,
it's like my mouth is extremely dry.
The French 75 with gin or with cognac, either one works great.
Yeah, for sure.
But those have the citrus in there is a little bit of a bridge.
Yeah, and I would almost,
without it, if it's just spirit and champagne.
Yeah,
I've tried the cognac and champagne just themselves. And I don't find it that tasty.
Maybe side by side.
I mean, people drank that in the trenches, supposedly, in World War I. And I could see doing that. Because, yes.
Wow.
You know,
anything. Yeah. Coming back to the original discussion, I mean, again, it's sort of like the highball includes a huge amount of real estate. But at the same time, there's certain things that are definitely not a highball.
Yeah.
Like, don't belong there.
It's tricky. I mean, not every tall drink is a highball.
Right.
A Long Island iced tea is not a highball. Long Island iced tea.
Although it would be kind of amazing if you ordered a highball on Long Island. They're like, oh, totally.
Yeah.
And you got a Long Island
iced tea. That's how we make it here.
That's what do you mean? That's a highball here.
There's a highball here. Yeah.
I listened to that podcast and it's totally a highball. So.
It's totally a highball. Yeah.
Such as life.
It's got all the vitamins essential to a highball.
I mean, what do you want from me? That's not my favorite drink, I have to say.
I've enjoyed them on occasion.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, but, you know, like a Bloody Mary, not really a highball.
No. Wow, that's an interesting.
You know, because there's no carbonation in there.
Yeah,
but if you carbonated it, I still wouldn't consider it an eyeball.
I don't think in any of the articles I've ever read in books, I don't think anybody. Yeah. I've seen has ever tried to carbonate a Bloody Mary, and I hope nobody ever does.
Yeah, I know. That's a bridge too far.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe in Canada, where they like the Bloody Caesar.
Yeah, I bet in Canada you can get all kinds of
where they put the Clamato in.
So
I could see a car. No doubt somebody's doing a carbonated. If you're out there and you're doing a carbonated version, I guess drop Dave or I.
Send us a can.
Twitter. Yeah. Send us the can. Send us a photo.
Yeah. So, you know, if you can it and send it to us and we'll drink it.
The SodaStream machine explicitly says do not carbonate Bloody Marys on this. It does not. It says do not.
You know, the juice is too thick and it's just not
Oh, my God. Yeah. It would just go all over your kitchen.
You'd have to strain it to the point where it was completely thin. And who wants a thin Bloody Mary?
Oh, man. I don't even know why you brought this up, Dave.
I don't know. Just because.
Why?
Well, here we are, you know, talking about highballs.
So. You know, as we've been talking, the weather has only gotten hotter outside. So I'm feeling ever more parched. I don't think I can talk anymore.
I think it's time for a scotch and soda.
Absolutely. Or, you know, I think we'll go old school. We'll bring our own 4 ounce plastic vodka cups and our own crappy ice to a fine bar. And we'll beg them for their worst scotch and a lot of club soda.
The stuff that they keep under the bottom shelf.
Exactly. If we survive that, we'll be back with another episode of Life Behind Bars.
Stay cool. Cheers. Stay hydrated.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.